Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
On today's wrestling news, Sasha Banks has been released from WWE.
A major heel turn on last night's AEW Dynamite.
New AEW tag team champions are crowned.
And who lost their hair in the hair versus hair match on last night's Dynamite? I'm Adam Wilbourn.
And I'm Phil Chambers.
And this is the news. And in case you are wondering, yes, we will be dealing with the rather large story surrounding Vince McMahon a little bit later on today. But Phil, there's another story that broke overnight.
There is indeed. It's a very big news day, so there will be more. But yes, Sasha Banks has reportedly been released from WWE. So this is coming from Raj Giri of The Wrestling Inc. He tweeted out just saying, "I'm hearing Sasha Banks has been released. I don't know if it's she requested it or if it was on WWE's end." Now people have been scrabbling to try and confirm this story ever since. Sean Mossop went on to Fightful Select. He's been saying that he's reached out to numerous WWE reps about the alleged release and they hadn't heard anything. He said that no one has been able to confirm or deny the news of Banks' release and that she is still listed on WWE roster. Although he did go on to say that Raj Giri has good sources and he hasn't like denied the whole thing. He just hasn't been able to fully confirm it. So big news if true. This Raj Giri has since tweeted that he was replying to someone who tweeted at him saying that what are your confidence levels on this, and Raj Giri just said, "If I'm wrong, I'm out as far as breaking news. I won't seek or do it again." So he's kind of putting his
all in.
Entire reputation on this story right now. He is all in on this story. But we still have no confirmation for or against from WWE. And like I say, she is still listed on the roster plate. So interesting stuff.
I hate being British sometimes. I was going to bed last night. I just got out. Well, another day done. Just turn the old phone off. Just check Twitter. Just nothing busy. He's going, oh my goodness me. But yes, I'm also not that surprised by this story whatsoever. Obviously, we reported yesterday, some point this week, time has no meaning anymore, that, of course, Sasha Banks has got a new look and she's had, laser eye surgery or whatever it may be, which we thought, oh, well, that means she's probably not going to be stepping between the ropes anytime soon. But also, you know, Naomi did the inspirational posts and hinted at stuff on Instagram. We thought, well, maybe that means, you know, negotiations maybe thawing a little bit between WWE. But good for Sasha Banks if this is the case.
Yeah.
I presume, obviously, there'll be a non-compete thing if that is a release. But even so, even if it's 90 days, it's not like people are going to be like, who, Sasha, who?
I know.
She is one of the biggest stars. She's one of the best stars, not just in terms of females, just in terms of stars
100%.
In WWE.
One of the best wrestlers in the world right now.
She doesn't arguably have to go anywhere to wrestle. She could go and do more acting stuff or whatever it may well be. Obviously, she starred in The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
She would be a huge get for AEW.
Oh god, yes.
If that,
would
that happens.
Needle mover in terms of the women's division. I can't see anyone bigger, really.
But, I mean, it's not even necessarily a huge get for AEW. It's just a huge loss for WWE in my eyes.
It's nuts that they've let in Sasha Banks slip through the fingers. She's not been happy there for a long time, it's been reported.
And she's made no secret of what she wanted to make her happy.
Yes.
It was really simple.
It was really easy. She wanted to wrestle. She wanted to be put in big, high-level storylines on par with the men. And she deserves it. Absolutely. She's, one of the best wrestlers in the world. She's one of my favourite wrestlers of all time. I'm a huge Sasha fan. Just hopefully whatever comes out of it, it's what she wants and she's going to absolutely smash it no matter what happens after this. If she goes back to WWE, no doubt she'll be amazing there. If she goes to AEW, if she goes to acting, no doubt she'll be amazing at that as well. It's mad.
We'll keep you posted. So inevitably, it's probably broken whilst we're filming this news. But let us know your thoughts on that and where she may well end up in the comments section below. And we'll continue by talking a little bit about last night's very eventful AEW Dynamite. No time to talk about Wardlow pinning 20 security men, unfortunately. But we do have time to talk about the hair versus hair match, which we'll talk about in a bit. But also the ladder match, which Phil will give you the result of in a second. And the subsequent heel turn from Christian Cage. After the main event of last night's Dynamite, he attacked a already injured Jungle Boy. Luchasaurus had been smashed through a loaded table, so he was nowhere to be found, basically. But yeah, he attacked Jungle Boy. He hit him with the... I've forgotten what they call the unprettier now. Kill switch?
Yeah, the kill switch.
Whatever you want to call it. Blindsided him, basically, as he was seemingly helping him out the ring. Beat the out of him, and then performed a one-person concerto to Jungle Boy before telling his own mother, who was sat at ringside, that she raised a piece of you-know-what. Phil, this has been sort of bubbling and teased under the surface. This, in terms of long-term things that they've actually remembered to remind people of on a regular basis, has been there for a long old while, and I don't want to say I was hoping for it, because that's made me sound like a sadistic bastard, but... kind of hoping for it. Yeah, especially after last night, it was kind of the perfect place and time to do it. And it was on his birthday, wasn't it?
It was on his birthday with his mum there in the crowd. Absolutely lovely.
Happy birthday,
not
JB.
Not the clip of Christian after the match. Go see that. It's on Twitter and everything. It's really good. But yeah, I really like this. This is, yeah, like you say, been a long time bubbling under the surface, and we've just been wondering when they're actually going to pull the trigger on it. And Christian versus Jungle Boy is going to be really good fun going forwards. I think there's a lot of good stuff that can come out of this. I may as well just go straight into the tag team, because it kind of all fits in, obviously. There is new tag team champions crowd. It is the Young Bucks, it was. Obviously, originally, there they are. Going to be a three-way match with the Hardys in there, and then Jeff Hardy, ruined all that. And so, yeah, the Young Bucks are the AEW Tag Team Champions. Spiteful had a little bit more on this that they reported.
Yes.
Saying that, like, ever since Double or Nothing, there have been reports of AEW wanting to mix up the tag team scene a little bit and, like, add in some changes, add some new titles. There was obviously discussions about the Hardys at the time, but I think Sean Mastap reached out to a bunch of talent and they said that they saw Hardy, who was intoxicated over Double or Nothing weekend, and they had worries about him. And obviously that never... came to pass. And so they went with the Young Bucks. Mm-hmm. And they are the brand new two-time AEW champions. The first two-time tag champs in AEW.
Yes.
I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, FTR have got tag belts, but they're the different ones. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. And we've got the great stuff with Christian and Jungle Boy.
Yeah.
All good.
Yeah, really eventful show last night.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Night, which also featured opening the show, a hair versus hair match. It was Chris Jericho, of course, versus Ortiz, and courtesy of shenanigans, Chris Jericho has kept his hair. I'm not going to say anything else, I guess I get into trouble. He's kept his hair. Ortiz was the man who, I was going to say got shaved bald, not quite, but he did do it himself, fair
play.
Ortiz just got some scissors out and started hacking at it. Eddie Kingston had some clippers as well to give him a bit of help, but he was doing it whilst screaming blood and guts. So you get a respite for effectively just under 2 weeks, Chris Jericho, before the madness really happens. But yes, Chris Jericho defeated Ortiz. There was lots of stuff going on. Eddie Kingston hit a spinning back fist that you thought, oh my God, that's the end of the match. The referee had no bloody chance of keeping an eye on everything because there was the Jericho Appreciation Society and the Blackpool Combat Club and just loads of stuff going on at ringside. And then Phil Chambers, of all people, to cost Ortiz, to help Chris Jericho, it was Fuego del Sol who came down, laid out Ortiz, and you thought, like, doesn't make any sense. And then, if you're like me, you thought, he's put a bit of timber, you know. Fair play, Fuego. I'm not exactly pleased about this inexplicable heel turn.
Indeed.
But good for you.
Friend of the channel, Fuego del Sol.
Yes.
Don't forget.
And it still is, because it wasn't Fuego del Sol when they were celebrating on the ramp and Hager's there and Jericho's there. And yeah, you prick, you ought to shave your head or whatever. Mask gets pulled down. Yeah, it's the dickhead. It's Sammy Guevara. He is a new part of the Jericho Appreciation Society. There was another bit later on. They added about 12 other different people. Well, they got them loaned, weren't they, from Suzuki-Goon, basically. But yes, it was Sammy Guevara in a Fuego mask who helped Chris Jericho. Ortiz, you got to lose your hair. He did. He chopped it off, like I said. Quite the way to start the show.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a packed night last night. It was a really good, fun show. I just like the mixing up of like hair versus hair thing. When instead of doing the embarrassing bit where the heel shaves the face.
It was
the
a chair and all that for the barber. And they were like,
just like, nah, grab these, chop them off.
Would you trust that barber? I was a bit like,
I wouldn't trust anyone with barbers. So yeah, really good fun.
Yes. And a brilliant match. I always want to give it a quick mention on last night's Dynamite between WCPW's very own Will Ospreay and Dax Harwood. Really good stuff. Well worth checking that out, by the way. But yes, Miller will be talking all about it later on today in his ups and downs.
He will indeed.
Fingers crossed with the octopus, which is apparently the newest over thing.
It is the most over thing.
In terms of
Miller himself.
Well, yeah, exactly. In terms of what culture favourites, it's like Miller, octopus, the rest of us.
And if the octopus shows up in Ups and Downs today, it's octopus Miller.
Yeah, and maybe it's like Miller, octopus inside out one way, octopus inside out the other way, and then the rest of us. But yes, check that out on Ups and Downs later on today. And we'll move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE, the ones we can read out, you know, big story today. We'll talk about it later with the big stuff. First question today comes from Heath Davis, who writes, do you think after the initial prestige run of the All Atlantic title, you could see a heartwarming story of John Silver or a similar face win and have a mini title reign?
I'd be down with that.
Yeah.
I think John Silver is. And a bit of a nicety, let's say, with the Atlantic Championship. Tony Khan said himself, it's not just open to foreigners, it's open to
but it
anyone.
Is. It's just but for it foreigners, just but it's not just open.
But it's not. So, yeah, I'd be down with this.
I feel bad, because like I'm really excited about the actual four-way at Forbidden Door. Now you've got Miro qualifying last night, defeating Ethan Page, so it's now Miro and Pac versus... I mean, we'd assume Malakai Black faces Pedro Scuro next week. He's going to be Malakai Black, and fingers crossed. Is it Ishii who's on the other side of it?
Yeah.
I think. I can't remember.
I remember now. Whatever it is, it's going to be really fun.
It's going to be a mad fatal four-way, but I'm also a bit like, eh. You could just add a fatal four-way for me. You didn't need a title around it.
Do a show in the UK. Yeah.
But give it to Silver for a bit. Absolutely. He deserves something nice like that because he's been brilliant since arriving in AEW. RocksKid12 gives us our second question of the day, who writes, what's up, guys? Before facing Scorpio Sky, which Wardlow matches do you want to see next after Dynamite? It's clear that him beating up security guards ran its course. Personally, I would like to see a proper big man match versus Powerhouse Hobbs. Have a great day. You have a great day too. Yes, Wardlow, as I said, defeated 20 security guards and then got help from UFC legends Matt Hughes and Tyron Woodley when Mark Sterling and your man from the American Top Team said, get him, boys. who would you like to see him face? Powerhouse Hobbs would be a fun one.
That's a great shout. That'd be really good.
But I don't want to see Powerhouse Hobbs lose.
Yeah, that is the problem. I was thinking Lance Archer would be quite a good one.
Yes.
Like, big guy that have a really good hard-hitting match and he can lose quite easily.
Yeah.
He's not doing anything else other than the G1, so why not have him lose to...
Satnam Singh?
maybe.
Just powerbomb a 7-footer.
I'm sure he could.
But for me, Roxkid, I realise you've mentioned it here. The sooner you can put the TNT guitar around his waist, the better.
Yes, 100%. Get that gold. Get some gold on that man.
Yes, indeed. Final question comes today from Gary Blackwood, who writes, King of the Mic. He's written it like Michael's short, but I'll still give it.
King of the Mic.
And whatever legend you are doing the news with, it's Phil Chambers and his lovely new haircut. What do you think the chances are that WWE might continue to push Veer and that let him be the one to dethrone Roman? Anything can happen, especially in the last 24 hours.
I mean, you never know. But I'm going to go with a no on that one. I think he's a way off beating Roman for the Undisputed title yet. I can see them pushing him still. The Rey Mysterio thing's been a bit weird. They kind of forgot about it for a bit and then remembered and brought him back, and then he beat him in like 3 seconds.
Yeah, I just don't care.
So he needs something a bit meatier to happen at some point soon, but I don't think it's a Roman Reigns.
I think he's just going to be built up as a big monster, that big stiff that someone's going to beat, basically.
Yeah,
I
eventually
don't see him winning any world titles. Let's say
they need to turn him into the character he is on social media, because he is way more interesting on social media than he is WWE.
He dedicated the murder of Rey Mysterio, whoever it was, on Monday night to a kid who didn't have anyone to turn to his like 6th birthday party. Yeah. And I was like, good?
I guess.
Yes. I'm confused by it all, but yeah, who do you think, if you've gone to your head now, who do you think beats Roman?
Cody? Royal Rumble return and then a Cody. Can you hold it off till then?
I was going to say, whether you flip-flop it with Drew at Clash at the Castle. Yeah, I feel like they have to do a big moment for that, but
I kind of don't want that, though. I want the Cody thing.
Or it could be today's, and finally, once again, I'm biased, you know, sue me. It's more Big E stuff. Sorry, guys. He chucked his neck brace in the bin the other day, and he posted a video on social media, a major announcement last night. Serious, serious stuff, this. His beard's finally connected up.
We did it!
As someone who, I mean, I could never.
Yeah.
What's that like? Is that like a real moment?
Easy. It was a moment when I was like 18, yeah.
Don't say this to me, Phil. But yeah, for E, says it's been 30 odd years.
I did used to have the stupid little thing. Like, as soon as I could start growing facial hair.
I can't grow facial hair.
It slowly grew up.
Should I bring the moustache back?
Yeah. 100%. All the time.
Oh, just getting a phone call here from my wife. Hello? Yeah.
Gonna leave
that was good while it lasted. Right, let us know your thoughts on that, and always send your love to Big E anytime you possibly can.
Always,
we always
every
do
here
at What Culture. Get well soon, mate, and congratulations on the beard stuff. Any advice? I mean, don't have a beard.
Don't
presumably.
Shave is my biggest advice for anyone who wants to grow a beard. Don't shave.
it's not.
Let it happen.
It's not a thing.
It'll come.
Right, let us know your thoughts on that and all of today's news stories in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts, including, of course, our AEW Dynamite review a little bit later on today. And stick around, because later on as well, there'll be another news video with me and Phil tackling all the stuff with Vince and NDAs and
Hush
Money. Hour, and
that will be up.
Goodness me. You can let us know your thoughts on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Don't forget, it's Wacky Stuff Day tomorrow because it's Friday and I can't think about what's going on in the world for much longer. So send us all your crazy questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Oh, my wife's just gone on my phone. Thanks very much. You can follow Phil Chambers at
Phil My Chambers. You can follow Adam at
Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE, as I said. But for now, my thanks to Phil. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.